Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Monday, April 15th. On today's show, Japan's leading party pushes for urgent cryptocurrency tax reform, and despite the ban and escalating restrictions, cryptocurrency appeal continues to rise in China. Plus, learn how to earn passive income by staking Access Protocol ACS. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with news from Japan, where the ruling political party is advocating for changes to the country's cryptocurrency tax policy. The Liberal Democratic Party recently shared a white paper urging the government to allow crypto traders to report gains and losses separately from other income. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What is the current crypto tax situation in Japan, and why is the party pushing for changes?
Currently in Japan, profits from cryptocurrency trading fall under the miscellaneous income category for tax purposes. This means crypto traders can end up paying wildly different tax rates on their gains, anywhere from 11% for lower income individuals to over 50% for high earners. There's no dedicated crypto tax policy. The Liberal Democratic Party argues this setup is unfair and is advocating for crypto gains and losses to be reported in a separate category that traders report themselves. They want the government to move quickly on implementing these changes.
How does Japan generally treat cryptocurrencies from a regulatory standpoint? It seems like there is growing interest in crypto and Web3 there.
Japan has taken a relatively favorable stance toward cryptocurrencies. Digital assets are recognized under the country's Payment Services Act and defined as payment methods not denominated in fiat currency that can be used for transactions. There's significant crypto interest among the Japanese population. In February, the government announced plans to allow venture capital firms to invest in domestic crypto companies, another sign of the growing focus on this sector. The push for crypto tax reform by the ruling party reflects a desire to further encourage and accommodate crypto activity with clearer and fairer rules.
Interesting. How might the crypto environment in Hong Kong influence Japan's policies? Hong Kong recently passed a new crypto regulatory framework.
Hong Kong and Japan have close ties, and Hong Kong is a popular destination for Japanese tourists. The recent legalization of crypto trading in Hong Kong and their financial regulators' work on approving Bitcoin spot ETFs could put some pressure on Japanese authorities to move more quickly in establishing robust crypto regulations. Seeing a major financial hub like Hong Kong embrace digital assets may spur Japan to adopt its innovative sector rules and laws to stay competitive and avoid falling behind. But Japan will have to balance encouraging crypto activity with protecting consumers and investors.
Thanks for the insights on Japan's evolving crypto landscape. Shifting our focus to another major player in Asia, China shocked the cryptocurrency world in May 2021 with its blanket ban on all crypto transactions and mining, causing Bitcoin to crash by over 30% in a single day. The official reasons cited by the People's Bank of China were to safeguard people's property and maintain economic order. However, 3 years later, it appears Chinese retail investors are still finding loopholes to circumvent the prohibition. For more, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent. Despite the ban, why are we still seeing crypto activity in China?
The decentralized nature of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies makes it extremely challenging for authorities to completely police transactions. Motivated retail investors in China are finding ways to access crypto markets, especially amid the struggling domestic economy and stock market. Traditional investments are losing appeal, so more people are willing to risk non-compliance for the potential of better returns. Bitcoin is also seen as a hedge against economic uncertainty. Beyond that, crypto provides an avenue to potentially move money out of the country and bypass capital controls.
How exactly are Chinese crypto traders getting around the ban?
Chinese crypto enthusiasts are using virtual private networks, VPNs, and offshore exchanges to operate outside the purview of regulators. Peer-to-peer transactions and over-the-counter trading desks have also gained popularity as effective ways to launder crypto. The pseudonymous nature of crypto networks makes enforcement very difficult. As the government imposes more restrictions on capital outflows, the marginal benefit of using crypto actually increases, fueling this cat-and-mouse dynamic.
So will we likely see the Chinese government crack down even harder?
Policymakers are in a tricky position. They may try to raise the costs of non-compliance through stricter penalties and monitoring. But fundamentally, it's hard to combat the economic incentives driving this behavior. The government also has to balance any response with the well-being of its citizens. A large crypto crash could exacerbate investor sentiment and lead to unrest. The adaptability of retail traders and the global, decentralized nature of crypto makes this an immense challenge for authorities to tackle.
The tug of war between regulators and market forces in China is definitely a space to watch. Thanks to our Simply Crypto correspondent for that report. On the topic of putting digital assets to work, earning passive income through cryptocurrency staking has become an increasingly popular approach for investors. One platform that's been gaining attention in this space is DappRadar, which allows users to stake their Access Protocol tokens, also known as ACS. Here to break down the process of staking on DappRadar is our Simply Crypto correspondent, James. So what exactly is crypto staking, and how does it work on a platform like DappRadar?
Crypto staking essentially involves locking up your cryptocurrency holdings to help support the operations and security of a blockchain network. By staking your tokens, you're contributing to the efficiency and validation of transactions on that network. In return, stakers can earn rewards similar to earning interest in a traditional savings account. On DappRadar, users can stake their Access Protocol ACS tokens and potentially generate a passive income stream.
And what are some of the key benefits of staking Access Protocol DAL ACS on DappRadar compared to other platforms out there?
DappRadar offers a few notable advantages for ACS stakers. First, they tend to provide relatively high staking rewards, which can be appealing for those looking to maximize their earnings. The platform also prioritizes transparency and security, giving users peace of mind when it comes to their staked assets. Additionally, DappRadar has a fairly user-friendly interface that simplifies the staking process, making it accessible even for those who are new to the world of crypto staking.
Walk us through the basic steps someone would need to take to start staking their ACS tokens on DappRadar. How easy is it to get started?
Getting started with ACS staking on DappRadar is a fairly straightforward process. First, you'll need to visit the DappRadar website and navigate to their staking section. From there, you'll select Access Protocol ACS as the cryptocurrency you want to stake. You can then choose your desired staking duration and the amount of ACS you wish to commit. After confirming the transaction details, your staking will begin, and you'll start accruing rewards based on the amount you've staked. DappRadar provides tools to help you monitor your staking performance over time.
For those who are perhaps newer to the world of crypto investing, what would you say are some of the key risks or considerations to keep in mind when it comes to staking?
As with any form of investing, staking does come with certain risks to be aware of. The value of the cryptocurrency you're staking can still fluctuate, so there's always the potential for your staked assets to decrease in value. There's also some risk associated with the platform or protocol you're using for staking. It's important to do your due diligence and choose reputable platforms to mitigate security risks. Staking also typically requires you to lock up your assets for a set period of time, so it's important to consider your liquidity needs before committing funds. Overall, though, for those willing to accept some level of risk, staking can offer an attractive way to put idle crypto assets to work.
Thanks for breaking down the considerations around crypto staking, James. Staying on the topic of cryptocurrencies, the crypto market has been on a wild ride lately, with Bitcoin and other major cryptocurrencies experiencing significant volatility. Despite a recent dip below $62,000, Bitcoin managed to bounce back and is currently trading around $65,000. Here to provide more insight and analysis is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what's driving these recent price swings in the crypto market?
There are a few key factors at play. First, recent inflation data has not been particularly encouraging. with the U.S. still well above its 2% target in the first quarter. This economic uncertainty tends to weigh on riskier assets like cryptocurrencies. Geopolitical tensions, such as the potential for conflict between Israel and Iran, are also contributing to the cautious sentiment. However, bulls have been defending key support levels, with $60,000 acting as an important floor for Bitcoin.
What are some of the key technical levels to watch for Bitcoin in the near term? And are there any major upcoming events that could impact the crypto market?
On the downside, $60,000 is the crucial support level to monitor. If Bitcoin can hold above that, it bodes well for the bulls to potentially resume the uptrend and challenge the all-time high around $74,000. However, a sustained break below 60K would be concerning and could open the door to further downside, with the next major support around $56,000. In terms of upcoming catalysts, the Bitcoin halving event is on the horizon, which has historically led to increased volatility and bullish price action in the months following the supply reduction. But it's important to note that past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Zooming out a bit, how does the overall health of the crypto market look right now? Are there any other notable trends or developments to keep an eye on?
The total cryptocurrency market cap has risen to $2.38 trillion, so it's clear that there is still strong demand and interest in the space despite the recent volatility. The growth of decentralized finance, or DeFi, is also noteworthy. While it currently makes up a small portion of the total market, many believe it could drive the next wave of innovation and adoption in the crypto ecosystem. However, regulatory uncertainty remains an ongoing risk, with governments around the world still grappling with how to effectively oversee this nascent industry. So while the long-term outlook for crypto appears bright, investors should be prepared for a bumpy ride along the way.
Great insight as always. It's clear that the crypto market never sleeps, with no shortage of developments to stay on top of. Thanks for breaking this all down for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.